The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Eberhard Arno wrote, "Surrender yourself to God. Wish for nothing but one thing, that his will be done, that his kingdom come, and that his nature be revealed. Then all will be well." Heavenly Father, as we gather, we are mindful that this is a special day, with special events, and with the new governor and leadership installed. So we pray that we, with them, will always surrender our wills to yours, and that we will walk along your right pathway. We know that your kingdom will come with or without us, but we pray that we will do what is according to your nature, so that we may be part of bringing your kingdom about. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer,
here.
McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 11th. You are recorded as here, Senator. Senator from the 2nd. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. We will recognize the Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just as a matter of explanation, what's going to happen? They're going to come for us at 10:45, I've been told. They're going to come for us. We have to legally be in joint session with the House in order to witness the inauguration of the governor. So they're going to come for us at 10:45, and then the inaugural committee they're going to come for at 10:55. And I'm going to have, could I have the Secretary read who those members are if you don't know that?
Secretary, would you please read those members?
Senate Inaugural Committee, Senator Barnetts, Senator Bray, Senator Callahan, Senator Champion, Senator Days, Senator Dempsey, Senator Engler, Senator Goodman, Senator Green, Senator Griesheimer, Senator Justice, Senator McKenna, Senator Scott, Senator Shields, Senator Schumeyer, Senator Stouffer, Senator Vogel, and Senator Wright Jones.
If you don't know, they're going to come at 10:55 for that group. Okay? First group's going to leave at 10:45. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here. We've got a very abbreviated session, but we are planning to come back in at 1:15. We will need a quorum to conduct business, and I would ask the members, out of respect for the new members, because some of them are going to introduce bills and have a lot of their friends and family here for the 1:15 session, to come down to, so that we have a quorum, so it doesn't look like the federal Senate where nobody's present. So if you would do that, and if anybody's got questions, I'd be happy to field those right now. Otherwise, I'll be making a motion.
Senator from St. Charles 2nd District first was seeking recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the chair?
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield? Senator from St. Francis, do you yield from the for the inquiry from the senator from the 2nd?
I yield.
You may proceed.
Could you have them read that list again? I didn't hear my name, and I think I heard every other senator's name. And I just wanted to make sure, or at least have them read the list of those that were not on whatever it was that we were, would be a little bit shorter.
What's this?
Senator from the 8th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I'd like to inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
Good morning, Senator. Good morning. At 1:15, are you going to take a quorum by roll call?
We probably will.
I figured you might. That would provide the proper incentives. Thank you.
Yes. There isn't a quorum present. Mr. President, I'm worried that the secretary will go nuts on me. Could I move...
Would you like to seek a unanimous consent?
That's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to seek unanimous consent to introduce one special guest.
Seeing no objection, you may proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, on my right here, if you notice, former Attorney General of the United States, former U.S. Senator, and former Governor of the State of Missouri, John Ashcroft is with us today. Welcome.
Good to see the Senator, Attorney General with us today. Thank you for joining us. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. For a second there, I thought I was a gentleman, but then...
No, you are a senator, and I apologize for that miscue.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 1:15 p.m. and the senators repair to the south steps of the Capitol, where they will meet with the House of Representatives in joint session to witness the inauguration of the newly elected Governor Jay Nixon and to receive his message.
You have heard the motion by the senator from St. Francis. Those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall be in recess until 1:15 p.m. this afternoon.